Twenties Girl by Sophie Kinsella.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
To Susan Camille, who inspired me years ago with the remark, "You should write a ghost story one day." Acknowledgements. I would like to thank those who so kindly helped me with my research for this book. Olivia and Julian Pinkney, Robert Beck and Tim Morton. My huge thanks go, as ever, to Linda Evans, Laura Sherlock and all the wonderful team at Transworld. And of course to Araminta Whitley, Harry Mann, Nikki Kennedy, Sam Edenborough, Valerie Hoskins, Rebecca Watson, my boys and the board. Chapter 1. The thing about lying to your parents is you have to do it to protect them. It's for their own good. I mean, take my own parents. If they knew the unvarnished truth about my finances, love life, plumbing, council tax, they'd have instant heart attacks, and the doctor would say, "Did anyone give them a terrible shock?" And it would all be my fault. Therefore, they've been in my flat for approximately 10 minutes, and already I've told them the following lies. 1. L&N Executive Recruitment will start making profits soon, I'm sure of it. 2. Natalie is a fantastic business partner, and it was a really brilliant idea to chuck in my job to become a headhunter with her. 3. Of course I don't just exist on pizza, black cherry yogurts and vodka. 4. Yes, I did know about interest on parking tickets.